Hey, good morning. Hey, we're getting rolling, and another day in the life of making money and moving forward. And we're going to have, I'm going to keep working on what we worked on last week, which is the follow-up system, and which is most important. I'm going to show you some numbers back in the days that I was able to yank out one of my, spreadsheets that kind of showed how I track stuff. And I think it'll give you an idea of what happens in terms of how you go build a big business. So anyway, let's get it rolling here, and we'll start. Where is my right there? There we go. All right. Get it happening here. I think everybody can see in here. And so we're good. So, hey guys, so starting out always, I keep saying this, but you know, if you have ideas, send them to us. If you, need help, contact support, we're always going to be there. Lucas does a great job. Kristen, is the training coordinator. If you have, we got a lot of new people we're going to hear from today that we've stuck on, that'll be a panelist because they're $100,000 earners. We want to hear from all of you. That way we can continue to start adding more and more content. Our training center is ridiculous because of all of the different people and ideas and stuff like that. So we'll keep doing that. And I'm going to review again, the system. We're going to continue running this through the end of the year. And then at that point, we're going to, do something different. All right. And to kind of spice it up, but I would be managing and marketing and selling every one of your people on the system, get people into the classes, into the fundamentals courses, all this kind of stuff. I believe this, and I got a lot of the, from the surveys, which we'll talk a little more about that. But, one of the things they said, the best part about the conference was that it was not hype. And interesting enough, the people that, and I look at the some of the surveys that were ranked, the panelists were ranked, all this kind of stuff. For the most part, the people who gave the most content, how to's, what to do, kind of deal, they got rated the highest. Okay, in the speaker categories, and same with the all the classes and stuff like that. So I want you to think about, don't motivate. Always just don't motivate. All right. Motivation is, people get their own motivation. Don't motivate. What you want to do is you want to teach, you want to educate, you want to show people, you want to give examples of the way to do it. And then what will happen is they'll be motivated. All right. And so we're going to optimize and the best ideas from the conference. I want to encourage you one more time. Guys, we had 300 people there. We've got 56 surveys in. I appreciate you guys that have sent the surveys in. Go back through, send the surveys. I know it's a pain in the butt, takes a while, but one of the good news about the way the surveys come in, we can go into each category, and every single thing that is in there, all we do is just take it, copy it, say, here's the best ideas from Bobby Hyde or from John Rulon, whatever it is, and then we're going to deliver this back. And so I want to get this done by the end of the week. So if you haven't taken the survey, do the survey, tell us what's going on. I'm going to do something today based on what the survey said you guys want to hear. All right. So if you tell me what's up, we can do it. I do my radio show, and I'm going to give you an example on my radio show. And this is something that they always tell my guys, you want to record your presentation. And then what will happen is, and listen to your presentation. And when you record it, you're going to find out that you're going to say, man, I don't like that. Well, I listen to my own radio shows. How about that? And I listen to it. And it, for the longest time, I didn't want to listen. I mean, I don't listen to me. All right. And because it bothered me. And then eventually what happened is I would listen, and you know what? I was like, I need to change the way I'm doing things. All right. And the way you do it, start recording. So what we're going to do is give you optimized ideas that you're going to be able to take and use as a blueprint to really get moving. So get this in, complete the survey. We've had 56. All right. And we're going to put this workbook together. So I'm asking you one more time, this is how we help each other go grow our business. 9 months into 2 months, we're now one month down and 2 months left. And I think a lot of you are finding that you can do 9 months in 3 months. That's not that big a deal, right? once you start thinking about doing 9 months and 3 months. And so now you've had 1 month out, you know, we're getting ready to roll into the holidays. And what you want to be thinking about this after this week, we're going to start working on the marketing calendar. One of the things I've always believed is this: you can judge your year by June and December. And the way you do that is you've got to have a plan for those 2 months. Summertime, people start traveling, kids get out of school, it's harder to get appointments, get people settled down. In December, everybody's focusing on Christmas and holiday, you know, starting around Thanksgiving. And so what do? Well, I always had a plan. And one of my plans I did for years when I had a big base, we had a booth at the mall. All right. And where was everybody there at the mall? We got 40,000 names that 1 year at the mall where people came up to our booth and signed up. So you got to be thinking about where you're going. A review when it comes to last week, and then we're going to get into the rest of it. You know, create and use a marketing calendar. We're going to talk more about that. Grow your database 3 hours a day, 4 days a week, utilize all methods. That's how you get you always focus on the front end. You want to go and make sure your existing people have a consistent, ongoing system to where you nurture those people along, you follow up, and you train your team, because the whole key is this: you want to be where a person goes on their own and you don't have to worry about it. And the way you do that, you give them good training, push them to go do their own thing. I like having a business that's like the waves of the ocean. It just does business every day. All right. And I mean, I don't want to be out there up and down, up and down. I just want it to be consistent. The way I do that is I get more people trained. So we talk about optimizing the follow-up. This is the system people lose out. They stop following up before they should. You have appointments canceled. You don't go back on them. You have customers that you've lost or stopped talking. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I had in April, I had a lady in Memphis that had a death claim. We did a Zoom. She was ready to go. It was 100. She had 350,000. And next thing you know, we sent paperwork, you know, American funds overnight, all that kind of stuff. And we ended up not having, hold on, guys.
That's awesome.
Wanted a little air coming in here and off we go. What happens? Followed up on her, and I sent her the paperwork, all this kind of stuff. Nothing happened. All right. We called her again. Nothing happened. Bree called her again. All right. Nothing happened. And the lady I'm just overwhelmed. Da, 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 da. Yesterday, 6 months later, our follow up, we followed up and it's like $285,000. So that's the kind of thing that happens if you have a system in place to where you just keep on following up, professionally follow up, all that kind of stuff. So you say, look at my funnel. How much am I just leaving alone, letting fall through? And so marketing automation comes in play. You know, when you go in, you slowly sell people. To give an example, in radio or in advertising in general, there's reach and repetition. All right. Bobby Height talked about farming, and what reach is how big of a circle can you advertise to? So let's just say that you go and advertise on the Super Bowl. Well, you reach every 300 million people, whatever, but you don't have enough money to do it enough, so nobody gets sold. So repetition is you take a smaller area, and what you do is you get those people to know you. For instance, if you go out there, and I believe this, if I had to do it over on my investment business, I would have kept it to about 200 customers. And what I would have done, I've been very selective on adding more, but I would want to be in a situation where I had 200 of the right people in the right market. And you know what happened? I would make sure those people absolutely knew me. I knew them and I got all their money. So let's just say I got in the right market. I had 200 people that had between 500,000 and $1 million. That's $100 to $200 million on 200 people. And then I know the people and I get it all. And then when I do get referrals from them, it's similar like type people. So that's what marketing automation does. Your audience is your database. So what are you going to do with your database? You're going to make sure everybody knows you. So what we do is we optimize all these different areas to follow up. I listened to Jay Abraham this morning about, you know, all the different ways you optimize. Blows my mind how that works. So anyway, so it says use a follow-up schedule. use different contact formats. All right. Call, text, email, drop by, social message, time your follow up for maximum impact. And we'll go into that today. Leverage email content templates, track actual contact attempts, always get agreement on the next step. Use content to expand the range of touch points. Track email opens and click throughs. And then lastly, use list. All right. So now what we're doing is we're strategically going out, talking to our people in a way that we're going to get, it's a systematic process to optimize. If you look and say to yourself, everybody, 80% of the market out there is going to do business with somebody in the financial services world. All right. We got 20% that aren't. We got 80% that are. So if you know that 80% of the population out there is going to do business with somebody, it might as well be who? Might as well be you. So what we're going to do is we're not going to worry about, you know, trying to, you know, hit people up so hard. What we're going to do is we're going to turn around and we're going to sell these people over time and get a big enough database. We don't even care. All right. We got 10,000. I got 10,000 names. You know what happens? Every week, my appointments are full. I don't even worry about it because I got 10,000 names. Now, what if I had 50,000 names? I wouldn't be able to keep up with it. All right. So what we want to do is always be adding it. So then use a follow-up schedule. So don't leave follow-up to chance. Most advisors fail to invest in setting and communicating clear expectations for what it's going to look like. What that means is, so Mr. Client, one of my things I've been accused of is that I over-communicate. All right. I just want to let you know, you're going to be getting something from us in the mail on email on a regular basis. We have webinars, we have events, we have all that kind of stuff. You'll be getting phone calls. Just want to let you know what it looks like. All right. So we go do that. Then the goal is to maintain appropriate, timely follow-up, no matter if they're ready to sign today or ask you to call them back in 2 months. Doesn't matter. What you're going to do, you're going to say, hey, here's the next step. It's like the dentist. We're going to keep rolling on that. So then what you do is you schedule this stuff in a way that it works. I'm going to show you today, you know, we built in things to where every 6 months you follow up with somebody, you get a prospect, you set them up that way, because you have to realize the money is in the follow-up. It's always in the follow-up. All right. So what happens is, here's an example of a 20-day follow-up. Okay. 10 touches in 20 days. All right. Think about that. 10 touches, 20 days. You call, you text, you email. All right, you call, you text, you email, whatever it may be. You send them something, you invite them to a webinar, whatever it may be. All right. So you create a follow-up schedule that's designed around a couple type of people, your actives and your passives. All right. So your passives, you're going to just be quarter, monthly. You're going to hit them 20 times a year between emails and calls and all this kind of stuff. And then the rest of them that are active, if they're on it, you're on it. All right, you're going to follow up instant. So what's happening is you bring your funnel in and you get people that are sticking their heads up. So for instance, you look and we're going to have this, Steve's working on this, and you know, this whole lead scoring system is a major deal. But what it does is it gives you a better idea on your database who's holding their hand up. But if you're sending out 50 a week, as an example, to a list, specific, whatever it may be, and you're doing that as your specific marketing, and then you got your regular marketing that's going on in the background anyway, well, I would go through that list of 50 and I'd look and say, who's most active? Open that contact up. And it says, hey, they're opening up every single thing. I better step the game up a little bit on that. They're ready to buy in the near future. That's where you want to be very responsive. All right. The passive are qualified, but they got a longer time horizon. So we're going to get them in there. Okay. Over time. I don't even care. I don't try to press people. I mean, I just try to get big numbers. And I get that. And that's why when I do talk to somebody, generally speaking, they move forward. So anyway, all right. So let's keep going. So follow-up schedules can and should extend all the way out to 12 months. All right. So we know on our lifetime value of a customer, you know, if they're a high lifetime, we hit them every quarter. If they're midway, hit them every 6 months. If they're lower value people, it's 12 months. All right. So you're going to put that in. So you map out your follow-up. Means no leads fall through the cracks, right? All right, guys, I used a calendar before, a paper calendar, and I would go through to the last week of the month. I go through my calendar, All right. And I would look back through. I always penciled my appointments in, always double booked them, and I always went back through my calendar. And I would look at all the ones that fell through, and I'd try to push them the last week in order to finish the month up. So those kind of things happen. So different contacts. Okay. It's as simple as it sounds. Use more than one way to reach out: email, snail mail, phone, text, social, drop bys, put everything in there. 20% of the emails are open, 98% of the text messages are open, 29% of the tweets are read, 12% of Facebook posts are read. That's the numbers. What about that? So now what if you got it going all the way across the board? All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to touch them different ways, post something to Facebook, a landing page, send an email, shoot them a text on their birthday, call them, do whatever, stop in on Saturday. All right. Do whatever it may be. And you start getting your number of contacts up. All right. So if you get a hold of people, you're going to make more money. That's the key to it. All right. A lot of times, you know, you look and you say, how many to actually get in touch with? It's not that big a deal. Okay. You didn't do that many. All right. So timing's everything. This was a study. Okay. Listen to this study: email open rates from MailChimp and phone contact rates from the first dials from an MIT study. All right. Guess what? Wednesday and Thursday are top for all. What about that? So if you're going to phone blitz it, Wednesday and Thursday, you're going to do much better than you're going to do on any other day of the week. Friday, they're ready to take off for the weekend. Monday, they're catching up. Wednesday and Thursday come out for the best time to send an email and the best time to do that. Thursday's 26% better for email open rates than the worst weekday, Monday. How about that? Isn't that crazy? All right. So if we're going to work, we're going to optimize, we're going to do what we're doing. Leverage the email templates. We're going to talk do a little bit of training today. Do the right things consistently is the key to success. So we're going to work on that. Starting next week, I'm going to do the marketing calendar. You got your goal, your plan, your schedule. All right. So what's the goal? I'm going to do this. I got to have a plan to do it. I got to have a schedule. I'm going to do it consistently. I'm going to learn the campaigns. I'm going to get into the favorites, making sure, and I'm going to show you that. We're going to send weekly something, all right, to a group of people. So now we're getting going there. So all this stuff, guys, is the way we operate in order to be able to get your business off the ground, if that makes sense. Let's talk about calls, talk to, sets, and keeps. People respect what you inspect. Chet Holmes. How about that? If you haven't ever read Chet Holmes stuff, I mean, that guy, he actually died of cancer, I'm pretty sure. But he's got great, great, great. He's one of these guys that he's like Jay Abraham. I mean, the guy's good. And he's got a lot of good information out there. It says people respect what you inspect. Give me an example. If you start managing anything, it improves 20%. I don't care what it is. All right. Automatically improves 20%. So if you just start tracking how many calls you're doing, you're going to end up doing 20% more calls. All right. So if you want your people to do more, just call them 20%. Call them more in there and manage, and they know that you're paying attention, and they'll show up more. They'll do more. So anyways, check this out. So this is back in 2002. All right. And 2002, 2003, I found this spreadsheet. All right. Now, if you look at this spreadsheet, I did phone blitzes on Sunday night. And I did phone blitzes eventually on Monday nights because I found I could get somebody. Some people want to go to church on Sunday. They'd never come. Then some people would come on Monday. And so what we did, just to give you an example, and this one I was running a base. It was, you know, I did $9 million in premium in my base over a 10-year period, and had as one year I did over 100, average almost 120,000 a month in the base and $1 million a month in securities. All right. So think about this. I did that. Now, what did I do? I managed activity. So let me give you an example. On Tuesday night, we had our training. We had a sign-in sheet. It wasn't like a normal sign-in sheet. We had an attendance log that had a list of everybody's name that was supposed to be there. All right. And then what it did is it asked, okay, first off, they had to sign that they attended. We didn't just have a list of people signing in that you throw on the, we had an alphabetical list of everybody supposed to be there. We had a clipboard that went around, and they would sign in. And then it would say, what night are you going to attend the phone blitz, Sunday or Monday? All right. So they would then do that. All right. They would then sign in, and then we would know who was there and who wasn't there. Then we would turn around and we would contact at like the meeting started at 6:30. Once we got the attendance log, we would contact the people that didn't show up to train. All right. Hey, where you at? Whatever. Calling right then. Find out what's going on. All right. So they knew if they no showed to training, guess what was going to happen? We were going to know they no showed. All right. So that was the first thing. Second thing we did was we asked them specifically when they were going to be at the phone blitz. So then what happened is if someone no showed to the phone blitz, guess what happened? They got a phone call right then. Hey, dude, we got you down for tonight. Where are you at? All right. So ultimately, they knew that if they said they were going to do something, that they were, we took them at their word and we told them that. All right. Then what I did was I started the phone blitz and it would start at six. I would do a 15-minute little overview and then we would call from 6 to 9. Now watch this. I started going in there and I look at the average number of calls, okay, that was being done. All right. And I would look at the number of people. So here's the number of people, 22 people. We had 869 dials, 309 talk tos, 146 kitchen tables, 44 invitees, total sets, 190. All right. So I could go through there and I'd look at this. All right. Now, what I did is I worked on, and this is just one page out of it. It goes all the way back in time. But what I did is I started looking. I said, well, if I have 190 sets, we talked to, dials to talk to is 35% of the people. So if we dialed, we talked to one third. Okay. We knew that of the dials to set, we set 16. We knew the sets to talk tos, all right, were about 47%. If we got them on the phone, we would get almost 50% of the time we could get an appointment, all right? And then I had the average number of appointments per person. You can go through here. And my goal was to always make sure every night everybody set 5, all right? I then knew from there, if I took the number of appointments set, I knew a percentage would keep and a percentage would close. And I knew that if my number was 200, okay, I could take and count on 15% would close of those 200 that started out. I had 200 sets. That means 15% of some of them are going to keep. I knew how many would keep. I knew how many would close. And at the end of the day, I knew I had 15% was going to close. And it was like clockwork. 200 sets from the phone blitz, 30 sales. How about that? I knew that. All right. So then all I tried to do was raise the numbers. Does that make sense? I wanted to raise the numbers on a regular basis. And I worked out, how would you like to have, you know, look at this, 900 dials, 800 dials, all this kind of stuff. See what I'm saying on that? That's when you start, and I kept my numbers. If you look down at the bottom, I had my running numbers. Look, 37% answered, okay, for the ones that set the dials, okay? We knew what it was. We knew this whole number. It was a business. Make sense? That's how we got things moving. So anyway, so I'm going to call on some people in a minute, but to start with, what I'm going to do is do a little bit of training because I've been told that, you know, we should do some training on how to use Sales Team Pro. So I thought I'll do that for a minute. And then what we'll do is, you know, call on, we got a lot of new people. So here's my setup here. And if you go to the dashboard, you know, on the, so guys, some of the things you do with it is you can drag these things wherever you want to drag them. All right. So whatever you want to do, I would have a, starting out, I would have, you know, your birthdays up there. Here's your follow-up. So I can sit here and I can go in and say follow-ups this month. I got 149 follow-ups and I have 405 birthdays. So think about this. If we do nothing more, you know, and Bree does my calls, if she does nothing more than follow up on 405 birthdays and 149 follow-ups, what's going to happen that month? You think there's going to be some appointments out of that? All right. Think about that. So that's 5% of the database. Then I go in, I said, well, let's look at my in-service withdrawals. I got 87 of them in the next 6 months, that kind of deal. Last 6 months, I had 82. Pretty consistent, right? You know, so I know that. So that's money. All right. Yesterday was 85,000 on an in-service withdrawal, that kind of deal. And so you can go in here and you can move these things around however you want to do it. Just do like that, move it, drag it, do whatever you want to do. But the key is that you have your system in place. All right. You got your links over here. You can take these links. You can do a lot of things with them. You can copy and paste them. Just hit a copy and it's copied, and you can paste it and do all this on your phone, and you can start using this. This could be something you could post to social media, any of these kind of things. Here's a landing page, whatever it may be. So you got all that kind of stuff. So that's the first starting point. All right. We go into contacts, and let's just do a new contact real quick. And we'll go in here and we're going to do a quick ad. You meet somebody out, and we're going to do Jim Payne. That. Let me try it again. My son was telling me, you know, one of the things that happened when this private school we sent him to, he said, you know, I can type. And I'm like, I can't type anything. All right, I'm terrible. Let's see. JURL.com. Okay. And we'll put, let's go in here and cell phone. Go and get a birthday. We're going to go to 1987, November 5th. Get permission. There we go. All right. Now, that is a quick ad. What is the difference in a quick ad and a full ad? Okay. Where it says add contact up there, what you're going to do, if you do a full ad, you don't want to do that with your customer in front of you. You don't want to hand your phone out. You want to hand them a quick ad. You don't want to you're going to qualify them later. All right. So what happens is you do that quick ad, and then they're going to go into your contacts, and you can sort your contacts however you want to sort them. So there's Jim Payne. If I want to sort it by last updated, by email, okay, I can do when it's created. I do whatever. I do anything I want to do on that. All right, alphabetical, you name it. I can do whatever. All right, so let's go to this guy. He's got a P beside his name. That's because the guy's a prospect, right? All right, so I go in here. Ultimately, when I send something, and we'll do this in just a second, but if we look right here, we can put them as a prospective client or agent. If they become a rep, I do whatever. I start going through here. All right. So the first thing I do to begin with is I say, well, let's go in here and remind myself where I met this guy. All right. Met him at Starbucks. So I'll never, you know, I don't know where it is. Now, ultimately, I can add audio notes to the appointment. All right. And what I do, I use my Apple recorder. I do that. I always forward that to Bree. She uploads it right to the contact. So I'm able to do that. All right. So we go in there. Now, when I first start, so now I've got this guy here. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick out a campaign. We'll go to campaigns. I've got some of my favorite campaigns. All right. And my favorite campaigns, of course, would be me. All right. Starting this series out. Introduction to money. That will be a way to send that somebody something that will end up having the 12 part class in there. So I hit send immediately. It's gone. All right. If I'm trying to recruit them, I'm going to send both of them. I'm going to do the overview right there. Now, if you go in a minute, you're going to get to see all these different people that you can do that. So now we've got that. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and I'm going to go put some type of follow-up system in place. All right. So let's just choose a follow-up. You know, I can set however I want to do it. I can create a new one right there, and let's just put it down for tomorrow, whatever. And I create it. Make sense? Now I might go ahead and create a series of follow-ups, single follow-up every 3 months. Do that. Now I've got that set up. All right. So here we go. Now this guy's going to pop up. We're going to have notes in there. I'm going to know what's going on. Then as I continue along, I start, end up doing business with them. They become a personal client. Okay. You see it changed. All right. So now what we're going to do then is we're going to go in here and I'm going to say, this guy's a very high value client. All right. Guy's got money, got referrals, whatever it may be. And I'm going to create follow-ups. Now, when I do this, what you're going to see, the sequence started. Now, this sequence has a couple things that goes along with it. First thing is you're going to see it's going to have something weekly. All right. The weekly follow-up is designed for you to check in on a regular basis until the guy is completed. What that does is allow you to continue to provide a lockdown on the entry level of that customer. So you want them to get used to the fact, hey, this person's on it. All right. Then you'll see every quarter, you're going to see this thing coming in. Okay. All these quarterly type things. All right. So you got that in there. All right. Then you start gathering data and you can go in and start looking. So let's say you go in and you're pulling data and the guy's got 400,000 in his 401k. All right, there you go. And we got 100,000. All right, so now what's going to happen is we're going to start being able to look in there. We go in with, so they're married with spouse name in, single, whatever, stays like that. They have children. We put the children in there. They have grandkids, whatever you want to do on that. Then you come over here. Do you own a home? Yes. You put it in there. Is it a potential mortgage refi prospect? Because you can go in here and you can sort these people. Once you get it, do you have a retirement plan through work? Are we holding these assets? Yes or no? Does your spouse have one? All of these things come along, allowing you to figure out, okay, all this information. You just keep on developing more and more data points in there. So what happens eventually is you get to know these people. You can add them to a custom list right here. If you want to do that, you can hit that button right there and it'll download the card into your phone. That way, if someone calls you back, all right, that'll be in your contact database. So we got that going on. We can text or call, you know, if we're on our phone, whatever it may be, right there. All right. You go over your campaigns, check your campaigns out. Go through your campaigns and let's say I want to add the family financial workshop as a favorite. Okay. I do that. Now watch what happens. If I go back to a contact, it's going to have right here, campaigns. What do we got? It's part of my favorites, family financial workshop. Make sense? That way I can pick and choose. Eventually I might have a dozen, however many I want. All right, that are my favorite campaigns that I send out. Then what I would do is go in here and I would look at all these campaigns, start finding some good ones for you, do that kind of thing. If you go to your settings page, all right, you can add Answer Connect. If you use that service, scheduling link, you can put it right in there. You can update your agent info. You can go in and do a lot of different things that involve you know, what you want the system to do. Do you want to have text message reminders? Do you want to automatically do birthdays and all US holidays or whatever it may be, or Canadian, depending on where it is, it's going to do that. So you say, yes, when I hit add, they automatically go in there. All right. So I've got that. So then if you go back to this, these contacts, I go back to my guy because I automatically set it up. All right, right here, you're going to find that these campaigns that are set up, you're going to see down here, where are they at? Where we got it set up? Maybe it's under scheduled. Hold on. Active campaigns. There, it's got all the holidays in there automatically. Don't have to do anything. It's set. So that works. So if you go into your settings, you want to go in there, go to your settings, do that kind of stuff. You'll find out how to do it. You can go to your resource tab. Resource tab will give you some more things. If you want to set up any of these things, there's the STP, you know, podcast. These are all of the different things that you can purchase, all right, to add to that. We've already got it connected. So if you go in there and you do it, you can do that right in the resource page. We'll learn how to use some of this stuff. Here's your tutorials. You learn how to do that. You want to teach your guys how to do stuff, send them over to the training center. All right. By the way, anybody can do the training center without even an active account. salesteampro.net/training. Look at all this training right here. If I had this kind of stuff coming up, I mean, I used to get a tape of the month for Art Williams. That was my 45-minute training for the month, unless I went to Fast Start schools. And then I went and bought Tom Hopkins stuff, paid a fortune for it back years and years ago. Now we got all this kind of stuff that people can go in and listen to. I put my stuff in there. It's in here somewhere. People ask me all the time, what about my training? I've got that stuff in here, got my podcast in here. Right here is the securities training. This is 5 hours of training right here that I put together years and years and years ago that you can do for securities training. So we got all this kind of stuff. There's Clubhouse, all the back clubhouses that Josh does. We got all kinds of stuff in here. And so nobody can say, nobody helped me, all this kind of stuff. You should be able to get people licensed, all right, and then send them here. And if they got an ounce of motivation, they ought to be able to do it on their own, right? I mean, I remember, you know, my RVP, the guy that recruited me and the RVP quit. How about that? And I was 200 miles from Atlanta when they quit. And Kip was Kip Ridley's above me. What am I going to suck my thumb? Or if I'd have had this, I'd have gone out and made it. I'd have taken 7 years and done it in probably 2 years, because it took me 7 years of trial and error, and it was hard to get information. Had to drive 200 miles to a fast start school, that kind of deal, in order to get any kind of thing going on. So we got all this kind of stuff available to you. Your team, you go down here, you can look at what they've been doing, tells the last logins, all this kind of stuff. So with that, all right, now we did some sales team pro training based on those surveys that you said you wanted. So send me those surveys so I know what's going on. What I'm going to do now is we'll stop to share. We got some new people we're going to call on. They're, of course, our $100,000 earners. And let me get my list here that Kristen gave me. Okay, let's start with Jonathan Houghton. Where's Jonathan at? Jonathan, are you here?
I am here.
Hey, Jonathan, how you doing, buddy? Where are you from?
Hey, I am in Knoxville. I'm right over the road here.
Okay, good deal. So you've been using Sales Team Pro how long?
2 years, somewhere in that range.
All right. So what are you doing to make things happen?
Well, we really started kicking it in when we couldn't leave the house last March or whatever. But it's been amazing to see how that's worked. As we started getting the database better, people started calling, you know, they're just hearing from us more. But here towards the end of the year, what we've done is we've got, you start doing annual reviews. That's a good time to do that. And kind of going off your advice, sending out, you know, so many at the first of the week, following up on those. But we've broke it into two lists. So we've got, in addition to scheduling annual review, we're going to have a 65 and older, we're going to kind of do the Medicare thing that we've got now. And then on the other list is more on the refinance thing. And so an idea we picked up from Bobby Height, you know, he said when he started his PNC business, he didn't really call him and ask him if he could give a quote because they just say no. But he said, hey, we're doing that now. If you wouldn't mind us reaching out in the future, we'd love to see if we can save you money. And he said, everybody said yes. So we're kind of hoping to load that database even going into late in the first quarter.
And you're talking about doing that maybe with a mortgage if you know anybody that needs to refinance.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Right. As we're just adding that into an annual review call. So we've built two custom lists, and that's what we're going to be doing.
I think that's great. Hey, guys, great idea. Did y'all just hear that? I mean, always good ideas. Hey, and we'll be hearing more from you. So that's cool. Knoxville right down the street. Thank you. Let's see who else we got. We got Guy Lucero. Where's Guy? Are you here? Guy Lucero. Guy. Do I see Guy?
Okay. Can you hear me, Roy?
Yeah, buddy. How you doing, man? Okay. Now, where are you at, Guy?
I'm in Arvada, Colorado.
All right, Colorado. So what's been going on? How long have you been using Sales Team Pro?
About a year.
About a year. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. So give us some ideas of what's happening.
So I can honestly say I'm not using it to its full potential. So I'm starting to work in that direction. And because there's so much to it, right? I mean, what you went over, you know.
Well, that's what I would say to you. And guys, this thing, honestly, I've gotten to the point where I don't know that I know everything about it. Yeah. All right. Because we keep adding stuff to it, but pick out a few things and, you know, starting out, if you do nothing more than birthdays and follow-ups and set that up, I think you'll see your business immediately go. But go ahead.
Yeah. And that's what my goal is now, to spend about an hour a day to get my day started with Sales Team Pro, just updating everything. Cause I don't have as many contacts, you know, I'm starting to build that more, but then going back to it and what you shared and just going into the financial information and filling that in as much as possible. And now what I'm going to start doing as well, when I do my Zoom appointments with my clients, having it open. So then when I can open it, start asking questions of my clients and start getting more information in there. So I have it more detailed for, you know, the follow-ups of what I'm doing moving forward. Cause you know, there's so many campaigns we can use whether, and my big lead in with most of my clients is my foot in the door is through the auto and home insurance program.
Okay. There you go.
So, and that gets me in the door, you know, and then, you know, I'm working with a specific agent, Leanne Beckham down in Knoxville there, and we're closing over 80% of our clients right now. And we're saving them a ton of money. So that helps to generate more leads and start building more moving forward. Because, you know, if we could free up $150 a month for somebody, you know, that's ways that we can help them. We can show them other ways where we can help them implement other plans into their financial.
And, you know, one of the things on auto and home that a lot of, you know this, but a lot of people don't realize this, that, you know, you got State Farm. State Farm will sell anybody auto insurance. But you've got a bad driving record, you're going to pay way too much. And Progressive will sell anybody auto insurance. If you've got a good record, you're going to pay too much. And so, and most people that are in the normal population, they don't realize that. So the chances, hey guys, it's just another way to prospect. All right. It's another prospect. So you said you're in, where at?
In Arvada, Colorado.
Arvada, Colorado. Very good. All right, buddy. Thank you. Let's see who we got next. Michael Cash. Michael Cash, are you there?
Yeah, Roy, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
So, first of all, the conference was off the charts, man. It re-energized me. Got something from every single person that spoke. Got me thinking much bigger and ready to work much harder. I've been on Sales Team Pro for about a year, I would say. Got serious about a couple of months ago, though. And I got my contacts up to 1,500 now.
Good.
And I have a client relationship manager that's coming in every day and doing about 2 hours of calls, about 20 to 30. Yesterday, she booked me 4 appointments, you know, so working on that. And, you know, want to get my team. I mean, it's so, like a guy was just saying, man, using it to its potential. Every time I start looking at it, I see more and more ways to use it. So I'm just getting started. But good things are going to happen from this. And they already are, but a lot more better things.
Well, and something that I would tell you to do, look at Bree. All of you guys, if you want to learn a lot, look at Bree's 4 hours. She's got 4 hours of training on how she works at my database. And guys, every week, I mean, I tell her, slow down. I don't want any more appointments. But I'll always end up having, when I was getting my business off the ground, I knew that to get momentum, I needed at least have 25 kept appointments. That was the starting point. And then eventually with this database now, you know, I have, you know, 8 appointments in 2 days, working Monday and Tuesday. I mean, so, you know, you can do that. So that's cool. So I would guess you're from what? Boston?
Long Island, New York.
Ah, there you go. Okay, cool. Very good. Well, hey, I'm glad. And you got to come down to the event. What was your big takeaway from the event?
The two biggest, I mean, I got something from everybody, but bottom line, just infused into me, we got to be thinking bigger. There's no reason why we can't have, you know, huge businesses making 50, 60, even 100,000 residual 10, 15 years from now, a month I'm talking.
Right.
And, you know, and secondly, it's working hard. One of the things they all did, I mean, Bobby Height, man, 3 hours of calls for all those years, knocked on 10,000 doors by the time he was 30. I mean, if we put in 2 or 3 years like they did and just build the database while we're doing it. I mean, I wish when I started, I used to go walk into 25, 30 businesses a day and introduce myself. And right. I think back, man, if I had this then, how many names I would have in that database, right? But, you know, if we just put a couple of years in, it will set us up for 10, 20, 30 years. It's mind blowing. So, you know, we're not thinking big enough, number one. Number two, we just got to go to work for a couple of years and get this thing off the ground.
And guys, what you have to do, and I say this, Michael, what you just said, you got to go to work. I literally built my business in about 4 years. And during that time, I was averaging 20, usually about 25 appointments a week. I mean, you know, either, and I say appointments, either recruiting, doing an investment, doing a seminar, whatever it may be. And I started doing a lot more big numbers. One of the things I got from that John Ruhlin, you know, I sold Cutco knives. All right. And I did that. I was number one out of 14,000 college kids one year. And I made $20,000 in college in 1980. How about that? Selling Cutco knives. And, but I listened to him and he was like, hey, I'm going to go sell 1,000 sets to one place. Okay. I was doing one-on-one, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, if you look at what I've done in my business, I can tell you, I built my business around big numbers, you know, big presentations, the radio to me. I was like, okay, I'm prospecting to 20,000 people the next 3 hours. All right. And then I would do webinar or seminars. And then I now do webinars, but I always like to do, why would I want to just, I would do church seminars and I go in there and all I wanted to do is just get it out. I didn't care who did business with me because I had all the numbers, all right, going. And that's the key to this thing. The bigger that, when you get 15,000 names in there, your assistant will be calling and she can't even hardly get around. You can't even get around to calling all of them in a year. All right. And so, and then the phone will ring, email will be running in the background, all that kind of stuff. We got, hey, I appreciate you coming to Nashville. It was exciting all the way for me as much as anybody else to see all the support on that. All right. Let's see. We got Jessica Galupolos. Is that right? Did I say it right?
It's Galopolis. It doesn't, it's okay.
Where are you from?
We're from Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
All right. So tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, thank you for the conference. So I think we were the only Canadians. So we met. So that's awesome. But we had a great time. So we've been taking so many different ideas from, you know, from you and some from other panelists on here. So the follow-up feature is kind of Peter and I's lifeline for our business. Honestly, we use it every day, all the time. I've been doing the 6 month follow-up, or we're doing 6 month because we kind of have other touches throughout the year as well. So I'm just been starting on that. I love the new search feature. So I'm doing it by alphabetical. So I know I'm catching everybody. And that's already been, you know, getting some gold. I just called someone yesterday and she's like, yeah, I've been meaning to call. I just sold my house. So there might be some equity there to invest. So, you know, it's just, it's huge. Even some of the marketing ideas. So I actually just brought it because I kind of, so you had shown Harrison's little door hanger thing. Yeah. So we made our own. It's got a couple QR codes, one for the financial house video, one for our landing page website where we have a lot of the, you know, the landing pages and the different giveaways from STP. So hopefully that'll be good. One actually idea that just we just kind of launched was on our landing page, our website person just put like a pop-up I created on Canva, just like a Christmas budgeting worksheet. And so that's something that I can collect. I got their name and their email in order to get that free worksheet that comes up after they're on their website for like 5 or 10 seconds or whatever. So we'll see what that brings. Just an extra idea that I came up with. Peter and I sat down a couple weeks ago for our monthly broadcast marketing thing that we're going to start for the new year, and just having kind of a monthly topical email that we send out to all our clients and prospects. We also have a meeting with a church tonight. So Dave Deal, that was very inspirational. So we're going to be seeing about starting something up there. So yeah, it's just even, you know, back in the day, we stole from Arlie. This is our little fin magnet. And so when we meet with a client to do an FNA, we give that out to them. They kind of seem to like it. And then it's, you know, on their fridge or somewhere that they see. It's always our name there. People come over, they see it. Who's that? What is that? So yeah, it's just been awesome since we've joined this group, and we can't thank you and everyone else enough for all the ideas. We crossed 100K in June and we're about to cross 200. So we jumped a diamond. Hopefully this month we'll cross 200.
Y'all hear that? That's cool. That is. So you get to 100 in June and now 3 or 4 months later, you're 4 months later, going to go over 2. That's good.
So, yeah, about, thank you.
100,000. Now when you do your 9 months and 3 months, then you're going to go over 3, right?
Yeah, he's been doing so well with securities. A lot of like we're just looking at like what can we get to our residuals up to. He closed, I think, close to 3 million last month. So you know, we're we're looking forward. Hopefully we can win that trip in February too, as from the securities category. But yeah, it's been great.
Very good. Hey, great information. And Kristen, why have you not had these people on so far? You're in trouble.
Thanks for responding to the survey, everybody. That's where I found these people, from the survey.
Okay, so they've been hiding out on you. You've been doing your job. They've just been hiding.
Right.
I got it. All right, I'm messing with you. Hey, Margaret Johnson, what's going on? Tell us, where are you from, Margaret?
From Antioch, California.
Okay.
And can you
hear me? Yeah, you're kind of going
from Antioch,
California. Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. So what have you been up to?
So I'm actually a newly securities licensed. My husband's been securities licensed for forever. I'm newly securities licensed, but I've been hanging out with him ever since, you know, he's been doing securities things. So one of the main questions that we've been using is, who's helping you with your money? And we've been using Sales Team Pro probably about a year and a half. And our income has jumped probably about 30,000 over what it is. So we should go over about 120 by the end of this year. And then next year, looking to do even more than that as we work on getting that 90 days into 3 months, you know, doing that. So that's what we're working on. And I know one of the things that's going on out here in California is the Cal Savers. So that was one of the ideas that I was wondering about, is if we could come up with some kind of campaign to, because in California, all the businesses that have, I think right now it's 10 or more, and it's getting ready to be 5 or more employees, have to put a retirement plan in place.
So here's what I'm going to tell you to do, Margaret. And for some reason, I don't know if we got something like that or not, but anyway, write it out, send it to Kristen.
Okay.
All right. Or ideas at Sales Team Pro, or Kristen, and write it out the way you think you're going to do it. I'll turn it over to Bree, Bree to work it, put it into a campaign, and it'll be a done deal. But put as much info in as you can. And guys, if you'll send us stuff, do most of the work on it. We'll clean it up, make it an email campaign, post it up, and we get it done usually like instantly. So anyways, that is a great idea. Hey, and thank you for jumping on here, and we will be hearing from you more clearly. So, all right, let's see who else we got here. Aaron, what's going on, Aaron Fisher? Hey, buddy.
Hey, Roy.
What's going on, man?
Stole my thunder. I was going to give a shout out to Lucas and team there. So quick on the ideas. I shoot him an email. Lucas is always so quick at giving me a great response. And so never get frustrated. If you find yourself getting frustrated, you need to get down there into the help support tab. Just a wonderful team you've got there, Roy. So, you know, there's so many updated campaigns. In the client section, the quarterly client email with referral request, you know, that's something I stumbled upon. I was like, we've been going through it. We're very, it's just been probably a solid year of doing it correctly, and the results, just the ancillary business keeps coming in. So I was adding that campaign one at a time as we were clicking through updating some names, and I said, Lucas, there's got to be a better way, and how can I get this campaign turned on to all my clients and not have to do it one by one? So quick on the response, and just wanted to let people know that it's a great system. You know, look at all the different campaigns out there. There's always new stuff coming up. And if you get frustrated, contact Lucas. He solves things fast, makes things happen.
And you know, the thing about it, all of, I don't know, I'd like to find out how many we actually have right now, campaigns, but it's crazy. And guys, we want to keep updating all this stuff. I know we update all the holiday things, and I would love for somebody to start brainstorming. You know, I want to have something very unique. You know, this last year we had the Family Financial Workshop. The year before we had the Fix Your Finances, and I want to work on something. It's going to be toward the end of January. So if you have ideas like that, something that would be timely, that we, you know, the most important thing, we're going to teach a lot of the same stuff anyway, but we need something timely, You know what I'm saying? In terms of the headline, what are we going to do to get everybody started and kick off the new year? Last year, 4,600 people. This year, I mean, we should do 10,000 people on the Zoom. So anyway, yeah, that's all these ideas are the key to all of it. So anyway, very good. Hey, thanks, Aaron. Who else we got here? Josh, what you got going on, buddy? What do we got coming this week?
Hey, good morning. Hey, a lot of stuff. We got prospecting part two on Clubhouse this Friday morning. So this week we're actually going to be talking like the copy people use and the words people say to actually get prospects. You know, so if you're sending an email, you're talking to somebody in person, what are the different, you know, tips and things that people are actually using to acquire names to build your database? So we're going into that this Friday morning. On Clubhouse, the link will be in Telegram. I was thinking about something else that's just huge is the publicly shareable links on your dashboard. I don't know if people use those enough. That's just one of those tips, I guess, for the day. It's like those publicly shareable links can be emailed inside of Sales Team Pro as use, but you can also just copy it and you can text it to somebody. You can direct message it to somebody on social media. So you can share the client education series, the how many works. I mean, there's all those landing pages. You can share multiple ways, you know? So if somebody reaches out to me, I'll just go into Sales Team Pro from my phone, copy it and text it to them or Instagram DM it to them or whatever, right there. And so that's just a tip. That's like, it's always there. It's right in front of us, but I don't think people utilize it at a high enough level. And the last thing, right. I can't get over this. If anybody's been watching Tesla.
Wait, go ahead. Hold on 1 second, Josh. One of the things you can do with these publicly shareable links is reach out to your friends, family, and when you post it, tell them that you want them to share it. All right. So then what happens is if they share it, you go from, let's say you pick out 20 people that are close to you. Average Facebook person has 500 people. All right. And you specifically say, I'm going to send you a link on Facebook. I want you to share this, send them a text. And then when they post that thing, get them to share it. Now, suddenly you took 20 into 10,000. You get the picture on that, guys? So think about that. And then you can start sharing these things, you know, the family workshop replay. You can do the client series, whatever it may be. All right, go ahead. So
those are huge. That's the power of social media, right? 2 to 10,000, like in a blink of an eye. Yeah. But the other thing was, if anybody's been paying much attention to Tesla stock this week, I own a fair amount of Tesla stock. I bought it last year when it was down even. So I've been a really happy human the last few weeks. But it's just, this is amazing. I just want everybody to like stick this in your, you know, think about some of these numbers. Okay. Elon Musk now, as of today, his net worth is $335 billion, which now has surpassed, he's personally richer than Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg combined.
Yeah.
He's worth more money, Roy, than Disney, than Netflix, right? So when you think about this, I was just thinking, how is that possible? You know, how did he pass Bezos? And then, it's because high ticket, high volume. He's selling cars and rockets. Okay. He's not selling belts that you bought in some pajamas. Okay. It's different. Bezos can only make so much money on some pajamas. You know what I mean? He's selling rockets. Okay. And people are investing in that, right? And so when people say, like, what are you focusing on? It's like, focus on the thing that's going to be high ticket, high volume. You can do a lot of securities. If I could do 10 trades a week and they're $10,000 trades, or if I could do 10 $1 million trades, it's just change the market space. And if I change the market space, I change my volume, I change my income. So that's just kind of my tip. Just keep working on increasing the quality of your prospects and thinking about the price of the ticket. And that's the only reason Elon's richer than everybody else. He's selling something that costs more.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole idea, you know, back in the days, I read Trump's book, like, I'm not giving you a political thing, but back like in the 80s. And he said, the only difference in real estate is you just get a bigger, you add one more zero to the deal. You know, you buy your first home and it's a rental property. And he said, you pay $150,000 for it or whatever. And then the next thing you know, you buy another property and you pay $1.5 million for it. And then you pay another one, then you buy $15 million. And before you know it, you're buying skyscrapers. And that's the way you should be looking at your business, is to continue to always work on upgrading, you know. And there's a thing called a super alpha concept or supernova concept, whatever. And basically what in the financial world, where you basically take your low 20% of your customers and you push them onto somebody else to work them. And then what you do is you replace them with another group, bringing them up, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, hey guys, we are out of time. Hope this helped today. Be sure and mark your calendar for the kickoff. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, and I promise it's going to be great. Fill the survey out. And with that, I will talk to you next week. Y'all have a good one.